everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into something pretty interesting. It's all about how a business can use the Better Business Bureau, you know, the BBB, to build trust with customers and just attract more clients in general. We've got some source material right here from the BBB's own website, a webpage about Legal Rights Advocates PLLC, a law firm in Lawrence, Massachusetts. We'll also be taking a look at some general info about the BBB, too, right from their website footer. So, by the end of this deep dive, you'll understand exactly what the BBB does, how this specific law firm uses it, and maybe even pick up a few ideas for building trust in your own world. Sound good?
Sounds fascinating. I'm ready to dive in.
Okay, so first things first. What is the Better Business Bureau? I feel like everyone's heard of them, but what do they actually do?
Well, the BBB website says they're a nonprofit, and they're all about building trust in the marketplace. They're a pretty big deal, actually. They operate all across the U.S. and Canada through this network of local BBBs.
So it's not just some national organization. They actually have a local presence, too?
Yeah,
exactly. And here's another interesting thing. They provide services for both consumers and businesses. Most people probably just think about, like, checking reviews on their website before buying something. But they actually work directly with businesses, too.
That makes sense. So it's not like they're just some watchdog group trying to expose bad businesses.
Nope, not at all. It's more about creating a fair and transparent marketplace for everybody. And one of the things the BBB really emphasizes is that they don't endorse specific businesses. That impartiality is a huge part of why they're so credible.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that. But it makes sense. If they were just giving out endorsements to everyone, then their seal wouldn't really mean anything. So how does a business actually get that coveted BBB seal? It sounds like Legal Rights Advocates has a great relationship with them. They've got an A-plus rating.
Well, there's a specific accreditation process. Businesses have to meet certain standards for ethical business practices, demonstrate that they're committed to resolving customer complaints, and agree to basically uphold the BBB's code of conduct. It's definitely more involved than just paying a fee.
So this A-plus rating for Legal Rights Advocates means they've actually been vetted and meet those standards. That's pretty impressive.
Yes. And it's worth noting that the BBB actually has a whole rating system. It's not just pass or fail. They take into account things like complaint history, transparency licensing, and even any government actions against the business. So that A-plus rating means a high level of trust and reliability, especially since they've been accredited since 2014.
Wow, that's a pretty solid track record. No wonder this law firm's founder, attorney Scott Bocchio, is so proud of their relationship with the BBB.
Yeah, you can tell he really understands how important trust is.
Yeah.
Especially for a law firm. He actually said, as an attorney, my reputation and credibility are everything.
That's true for so many professions, though, isn't it? I mean, you're entrusting someone with your legal issues, your health, your finances. You really want to know that they're reputable and trustworthy.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting to see how attorney Bocchio actively uses the BBB to show people they can trust him. He said, joining the BBB was a strategic step in demonstrating my commitment to ethical practices and building client trust.
So he's not just meeting the minimum requirements. He's really going above and beyond to highlight that accreditation.
Right. He definitely sees it as an advantage, especially in a field as competitive as law.
I bet. And, you know, the BBB actually provides resources and support for accredited businesses that go beyond just the seal itself. Like Legal Rights Advocates actually uses the BBB's online platform to showcase their customer reviews. It's like, talk about the power of online reviews.
You can make or break a business these days.
Exactly. People really rely on those little gold stars and testimonials so much when they're deciding who to trust.
That's so true. And by displaying all those positive reviews on his website, Bocchio is basically using social proof to build even more trust with potential clients. It's a really smart move, especially in today's digital world.
Yeah, it's like a 1-2 punch. You get that initial credibility boost from the seal, and then you back it up with all those real-life reviews. But it's not just about getting new clients, is it? I noticed that attorney Bocchio actually said something about how the BBB seal impacts his team's performance, too.
Oh, yeah, he said, the seal conveys brand recognition, which holds our entire team to a higher standard.
So it's not just about external perception. It's also about setting that tone of excellence within the organization itself.
Exactly. That internal accountability is really fascinating.
It really is. It's like having that seal on display serves as a constant reminder to everyone on the team to uphold those ethical standards. And to deliver excellent service, it could be a powerful motivator.
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially for a business that relies so heavily on trust.
So the BBB seal is more than just a marketing tool, then. It's a symbol that can actually drive positive change within a business.
It seems that way for sure. And it really speaks to the power of aligning your actions with your values. When you're genuinely committed to ethical practices and transparency, it really shows, both internally and externally.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, speaking of transparency, Legal Rights Advocates isn't just displaying those glowing reviews. They're actively encouraging feedback from all their clients.
Yeah, they really embrace the idea of feedback as a tool for constant improvement.
Which is a valuable lesson for Anywhere Business.
Right.
Being open to feedback, even if it's not always positive, shows you're committed to growth and improvement. And that builds trust.
It definitely does. It shows humility and a willingness to learn and adapt. And those are qualities that people really respond to.
For sure. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the BBB and how Legal Rights Advocates uses it, but I'm curious, what other ways do they leverage the BBB to their advantage? It can't just be putting the seal on their website and calling it a day, right?
You're right, they do more. They actually use other BBB solutions like advertising their accreditation and their rating. They're really maximizing their visibility and reach.
That's smart. So they're getting that initial trust boost from the seal, and then they're amplifying that message through targeted advertising. That's a good strategy considering how many people use the BBB to find trustworthy businesses.
It really is. And it all goes back to building that reputation of trust and reliability. They're definitely taking a proactive approach, and it's clearly paying off.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've looked at the BBB. We've seen how Legal Rights Advocates uses it for trust and visibility. And we've even talked about the impact of aligning your values with your actions. This is fascinating. But before we keep going, let's just pause for a second and reflect on what we've learned so far. What stands out to Aishad?
Honestly, for me, it's the power of having that validation from a third party.
Mm.
You know, consumers today are just bombarded with information and choices. Having that seal of approval from an organization like the BBB, that really cuts through all the noise and helps a business stand out. It's like an instant shortcut to building trust.
I love that. And it doesn't even have to be the BBB specifically, right? It could be any trusted organization or even just positive reviews from past clients. It all comes down to the same principle. Having someone else vouch for you is incredibly powerful.
Exactly. You're leveraging those outside voices to really build up your credibility.
Yeah.
And that's something that anyone can benefit from, no matter what their industry or profession is.
And it goes beyond just getting customers or clients, too. It can actually change your internal culture and create a more ethical and trustworthy organization overall.
You're absolutely right. It's like creating this positive feedback loop where that external validation reinforces the internal values and practices of the company, which then leads to even more success and satisfaction for everyone involved.
Absolutely. That's a great point. So we've talked about trust and we've talked about the BBB. But let's not forget that this deep dive is all about a specific law firm, Legal Rights Advocates. What exactly do they do?
Well, according to the BBB article, their main focus is consumer protection and civil rights litigation. Basically, they help people who have been wronged.
Oh, so like a David versus Goliath kind of law firm fighting for the little guy.
Yeah, you could say that. Their website mentions that they handle a wide variety of cases. Everything from debt collection, harassment, and personal injury, you know, like slip and falls, to issues like false advertising, employment discrimination, and even civil rights violations.
Wow, that's a huge range. It sounds like they cover a lot of ground.
They really do. And one thing that really stands out to me is their focus on client education. Attorney Bocchio seems really passionate about making sure his clients understand their rights and the legal processes involved. It's not just about winning cases. It's about actually empowering people to advocate for themselves.
I love that. It's like they're not just lawyers, they're educators, too. That probably helps people feel a lot less intimidated by the whole legal system.
I think so. It definitely creates a sense of partnership and trust, which is so important in any attorney-client relationship.
Speaking of trust, this whole deep dive has been about building trust, but is there any downside to relying so heavily on an organization like the BBB? Could there be any limitations or even biases?
That's a great question. And an important one to consider. Well, the BBB definitely offers a valuable service. It's not a perfect system. There's always a possibility of human error or oversight. And it's important for consumers to do their own research, read reviews carefully, and just consider multiple sources of information before making any decisions.
Right. Just because a business has an A+ rating doesn't automatically mean they're the perfect fit for everybody.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that not all businesses choose to participate in the BBB accreditation process. There are a lot of reasons for this. Some businesses might not even know about the BBB or the benefits it offers. and others just might not meet the eligibility criteria.
So it's not necessarily a red flag if a business isn't accredited by the BBB. It just means you might need to do a little more digging and get more info from other sources.
Exactly. It's all about being a smart consumer, weighing the different factors, and making informed choices.
And sometimes it's about intuition too, right? Like that gut feeling you get when you interact with a business or a person.
Oh, absolutely. You can't discount the value of your own instincts and experiences.
Okay, so let's say I'm a potential client and I'm facing a legal issue, let's say. I was injured in a car accident and I'm feeling totally overwhelmed and I'm not sure what to do. How would I even find out about a law firm like Legal Rights Advocates? And how would I decide if they're the right fit for me?
That's a great question. It's important to put yourself in the shoes of the consumer. Let's walk through that journey together.
Okay, so I'm feeling lost and confused. I know I need legal help, but I don't even know where to start.
Well, these days, your first instinct is probably to go online. You might Google something like car accident lawyer near me or best personal injury lawyers.
Okay, so I'm looking at pages and pages of results. There are so many law firms out there. How do I narrow down my options?
That's where the BBB comes in.
Uh-huh. So if I see that familiar BBB seal next to a law firm's name, it's going to catch my attention. It's like a beacon of trust in this sea of uncertainty.
Exactly. It's that visual cue that tells you this business has been checked out and meets certain standards.
And then I can just click on their profile on the BBB website, read their rating, see if there are any complaints, and just get a sense of their overall track record.
You got it. Mm-hmm. And remember, Legal Rights Advocates has that A-plus rating, which means a high level of trustworthiness. Plus, they've been accredited for almost a decade. That's a pretty good sign that they know what they're doing.
Mm. Yeah, that's reassuring. And once I'm on the BBB website, I could also read those customer reviews that we talked about earlier. It's always nice to hear from other people who have used their services, especially for something as personal and sensitive as a legal issue.
It's that social proof element again. Seeing those positive testimonials from real people can really make a difference.
For sure. And besides the BBB, I'd probably want to check out the law firm's website too, right?
Yeah.
Just to see their approach, their areas of expertise, and get a feel for their overall vibe.
Absolutely. You might even look for Attorney Bocchio's bio or profile to see his experience and qualifications. You're basically trying to get a sense of who this person is and if you feel comfortable trusting them with your case.
Yeah, and maybe even schedule a consultation to meet them in person or virtually. It's one thing to read about a law firm online, but it's another to actually connect with them on a human level.
That's so true. Sometimes that personal connection is what really seals the deal. Do you feel heard and understood? Do you believe that they have your best interest at heart? Those are important things to consider when choosing a lawyer.
It's not just about the facts and figures. It's about the feeling you get. And that's where trust really comes into play.
I couldn't agree more. Trust is built on competence, integrity, and empathy. And when you're dealing with sensitive and complex legal issues, that trust is absolutely essential.
Okay, so we've just walked through the experience of a potential client looking for legal assistance. We've seen how the BBB can be really helpful in building trust and guiding people toward reputable businesses. But what about the other side of things? What about those businesses that maybe don't have such a great reputation? What role does the BBB play in handling complaints and resolving disputes?
That's another big part of what the BBB does. They provide a platform for consumers to file complaints against businesses.
Mm.
And they work with both sides to try and find a resolution. It's like they're a neutral third party mediating between the consumer and the business.
So it's not just about giving praise to the good guys. It's also about holding the bad guys accountable.
Right. The BBB wants to create a fair and balanced marketplace where everyone is protected. And they offer a bunch of resources and tools to help with that process. Things like arbitration mediation and even a scam tracker to warn people about fraudulent activity.
Wow, I honestly didn't realize how much the BBB actually does. It's way more than just a rating system or a seal of approval. It's like a whole support system for consumers and ethical businesses.
It really is. It shows how powerful collaboration and transparency can be when you're trying to build a more trustworthy and equitable marketplace.
So you're saying the BBB isn't just passively watching everything. They're actively involved in shaping the business landscape and advocating for ethical practices.
Exactly. They're not just giving out grades. They're setting standards, facilitating communication, and encouraging a culture of accountability.
That's a pretty important role to play. And it's something that all businesses should keep in mind, whether they're BBB accredited or not. Building trust and doing business ethically isn't just good for business. It's good for everybody.
I agree. And I think that brings us to the main point of this whole deep dive. It's not just about the BBB or legal rights advocates. It's about this larger conversation about why trust is so important in all of our interactions, both personal and professional.
That's so true. Whether you're choosing a lawyer, a doctor, a mechanic, or even just a new restaurant, trust is the foundation of any successful relationship. And it's something we all have a responsibility to cultivate. It's like that saying, trust takes years to build, seconds to break, and forever to repair. And in today's world where information spreads so fast, that's more true than ever.
Absolutely. One bad review or social media mistake can ruin a reputation that took years to build. It's a high-stakes game. And businesses need to be really careful about managing their online presence and building those positive relationships.
And it's not just businesses, right? It applies to individuals, too. We're all building our own personal brands these days, whether it's on LinkedIn, social media, or even just through our everyday conversations. The way we present ourselves and build trust with others really matters.
You're so right. It's all about being authentic, transparent, and consistent in what you do and say. People can tell when someone is genuine and trustworthy, and they're naturally drawn to those people.
It's like that whole know, like, and trust factor. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And that trust doesn't just appear overnight. It takes time and effort to show people you're competent, honest, and reliable.
Exactly. It's something you have to constantly work at. Just like any relationship, trust needs effort and communication.
Yeah. Going back to legal rights advocates, it seems like they've really figured out how to build trust. They have that third-party validation from the BBB. They're showcasing all those great reviews from clients. And they're actively educating and empowering their clients. It's a really well-rounded approach that's clearly working for them.
It is. And it's something that any business can learn from, no matter their industry or size. It's about making a conscious effort to build trust, weaving it into your brand identity, and making it a core value that influences everything you do.
So, if we were to sum up all of this into a few key takeaways for our listeners, what would they be? What are some actionable steps people can take to build trust in their own lives and their work?
Well, I'd say the first step is to really be clear about what your values are, and then make a commitment to uphold those values in everything you do. Trust is built on integrity, and people can tell when your actions match your words.
It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Exactly. And the second step is to be proactive about getting feedback and endorsements from other people. Don't be afraid to ask for testimonials, reviews, or recommendations. Those outside voices can be incredibly powerful in building your credibility.
And it doesn't have to be as formal as getting accredited by the BBB, right? It could be as simple as asking a happy customer to leave a review on Google or Yelp, or sharing a positive experience on social media.
Exactly. Every little bit helps. And lastly, be transparent and accountable in how you communicate. Don't be afraid to admit when you've made a mistake or to address concerns directly. People appreciate honesty and authenticity, and it goes a long way in building trust.
So basically, be human and own your flaws and show that you're always trying to improve.
Exactly. And I think those are principles that apply to every part of life, whether you're running a business, building a career, or just navigating your personal relationships. Trust is at the heart of any successful endeavor.
Okay. So here's a question for you, dear listener. How can you apply these principles of building trust in your own life? What can you do today to strengthen your relationships, boost your credibility, and build a reputation that inspires confidence?
It's definitely something to think about. And remember, building trust is a journey, not a destination. It's a process of learning, growing, and connecting with others in a real and authentic way.
Well said. And hey, if you're ever in need of legal assistance, especially in those areas we talked about, like debt collection, personal injury, or consumer protection, check out Legal Rights Advocates PLLC. Their commitment to client education and their A+ rating with the BBB really shows how dedicated they are to building trust and providing excellent service.
They seem like a great example of how to use third-party validation and build a lasting reputation.
And of course, the BBB website is a great resource for finding reputable businesses and for learning more about how to protect yourself as a consumer. It's definitely worth taking a look.
It is. Knowledge is power, after all. And in today's world, it's so important to have access to reliable information and resources so you can make informed decisions.
All right. Well, that wraps up another deep dive. We've explored the Better Business Bureau, discovered how one law firm builds trust and attracts clients. And hopefully we've given you some ideas for how to apply these principles in your own life.
It's been an interesting journey. And remember, the quest for knowledge and understanding never ends. There's always more to explore, more insights to uncover, and new connections to make.
So, until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Okay, so we've talked about trust and the BBB, but this whole deep dive is about a specific law firm, Legal Rights Advocates. What do they actually DO?
Well, from the BBB article, we can see that they mainly focus on consumer protection and civil rights litigation. So basically, they help people who've been wronged.
So it's like David versus Goliath kind of
Oh,
thing,
yeah.
fighting for the little guy.
Yeah, kind of. Their website says they handle a bunch of different cases, everything from like debt collection, harassment, and personal injury stuff, like slip and falls,
Right.
to things like false advertising and employment discrimination, even civil rights violations.
Oh, that's a lot. It sounds like they cover a pretty wide range of issues. They do. And something that really stands out to me is how much they emphasize client education. Attorney Bacchio seems really passionate about making sure his clients understand their rights and how the legal process works. It's not just about winning cases for him, it's about giving people the tools to advocate for themselves.
I like that. So it's like they're not just lawyers, they're also educators.
Exactly.
That probably makes people feel a lot less intimidated by the whole legal system.
Definitely. It builds trust and that feeling of partnership, which is so important between a lawyer and a client.
Speaking of trust, this whole deep dive has been about building trust. But is there like a downside to relying so much on the BBB? Could there be any limitations or biases?
That's a good question. And it's an important one. The BBB is great and offers a valuable service, but it's not perfect. There's always a chance for mistakes or things getting overlooked. So it's important for people to do their own research. Read those reviews carefully and look at information from different sources before making any big decisions.
Right, so just because a business has an A-plus rating doesn't automatically mean they're the best fit for everyone.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that not all businesses even choose to get accredited by the BBB. Some might not know about it or the benefits it offers, and others might not meet the requirements.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing if a business isn't accredited by the BBB. It just means you might have to do a little more digging and look at other sources of information.
Yeah, pretty much. It's about being a smart consumer and making informed choices.
And trusting your gut, right? Sometimes you just get a feeling about a business or a person.
Oh, definitely. You can't ignore your own instincts and experiences.
Okay, so let's imagine I'm a potential client and I have a legal issue, let's say. I got injured in a car accident and I'm feeling overwhelmed and not sure what to do. How would I even find a law firm like Legal Rights Advocates? And how would I know if they're right for me?
Okay, so you're putting yourself in the consumer's shoes. I like it. Let's walk through that whole process together.
Okay. I'm feeling lost and confused. I know I need legal help, but I don't even know where to start.
Well, these days, the first thing you'd probably do is go online. You might search for something like car accident lawyer near me or best personal injury lawyer.
Right. And then I'm stuck looking through tons of results. So many law firms. How do I choose?
That's where the BBB comes in handy.
I see where you're going with this. So if I see that BBB seal next to a law firm's name, that's going to make me pay attention. Like it's a sign I can trust them.
Exactly. It tells you that someone has checked this business out and they meet certain standards.
And then I can go to their profile on the BBB website and look at their ratings, see if there are any complaints, just to get an idea of how they operate.
Yep. And remember, Legal Rights Advocates has that A-plus rating, which means they're very trustworthy. Plus, they've been accredited for almost a decade. That's a really good sign that they're a legitimate business.
Okay, that makes me feel better. And while I'm on the BBB website, I can read those customer reviews we talked about. It's always reassuring to hear from other people who have already used their services.
It's all about that social proof. Seeing positive feedback from real people can really sway your decisions.
Totally. And besides the BBB, I'd probably look at the law firm's website too, right? To get a sense of their approach and their areas of expertise.
Of course. You might even look for Attorney Bocchio's bio to see his experience and qualifications. You're basically trying to figure out if this is someone you feel comfortable trusting with your case.
Right, and maybe even schedule a consultation to meet with them, either in person or online. It's one thing to read about a law firm on their website, but it's another to actually talk to them and make that human connection.
Definitely. Sometimes that personal connection is what makes you decide to go with them. Do you feel like they understand you? Do you feel like they actually care about your case? Those are important things to think about when you're choosing a lawyer.
It's not just about the facts and figures, then, it's also about how you feel.
Right. And that's where trust really comes in.
I agree. Trust is built on competence, integrity, and empathy. And in the legal world, where things can be really sensitive and complicated, that trust is so important.
So, We've kind of walked through the experience of someone looking for legal help, and we've seen how the BBB can help build trust and guide people towards good businesses. But what about the other side of the coin? What about businesses with a not so great reputation? What does the BBB do about complaints and resolving disputes?
That's another big part of what the BBB does. They have a system where consumers can file complaints against businesses. And then the BBB works with both sides to try and find a solution. They're like a neutral third party who helps the consumer and the business communicate.
So they don't just focus on the good guys. They also hold the bad guys accountable.
Exactly. They want to create a fair marketplace where everyone is protected. And they have a lot of different resources to help with that, like arbitration and mediation. They even have a scam tracker that learns people about fraudulent activity. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I had no idea the BBB did all of that. It's so much more than just a rating system or a seal.
It is. It really shows the power of working together and being transparent.
Yeah.
To create a marketplace that is more trustworthy and fair for everyone.
So they're not just sitting back and watching. They're actually trying to make the business world a better place and encourage ethical behavior.
Right. They're setting standards, helping people communicate, and promoting accountability.
That's a pretty important role, and I think it's something that all businesses should think about. Whether or not they're BBB accredited, building trust and doing business ethically isn't just good for business, it's good for everyone.
I couldn't agree more. I think that brings us to the heart of this deep dive. It's not just about the BBB or legal rights advocates. It's about this bigger conversation about why trust is so important in every part of our lives, our personal lives and our professional lives.
You're right. It doesn't matter if you're choosing a lawyer, a doctor, a mechanic, or even a new restaurant to try. Trust is at the core of any good relationship. And we all need to play a part in building that trust. Yeah, it's like they say trust takes years to build and seconds to break and then forever to repair. And in today's world, you know, where information spreads like wildfire, that's truer than never.
It really is. One bad review or one social media mistake can just completely destroy a company's reputation that they spent years building. It's like a high stakes game for businesses these days. They need to be really careful about how they manage their online presence and how they're building those relationships.
And it's not just businesses, though, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it applies to individuals, too. We're all building our own personal brands these days, whether it's on LinkedIn or social media or just through our everyday interactions. You know, the way we present ourselves and how we build trust with others really matters.
For sure. It's about being authentic and transparent and just consistent in everything you do. And say, people can tell when you're being genuine and when you're trustworthy, and they're drawn to that.
Yeah, it's that whole know, like, and trust factor, right? People do business with people they know, like, and trust, and that trust doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and effort to prove that you're competent and honest and reliable.
Exactly. And it's something you have to keep working at, just like any relationship. You know, trust needs effort and communication to keep it strong.
So thinking back to legal rights advocates, it seems like they've really nailed it when it comes to building trust. They've got that validation from the BBB. They're showing off all those positive client reviews, and they're really focused on educating and empowering their clients. It's like a multi-pronged approach that's clearly working for them.
It is, and it's something that any business can learn from, no matter what industry they're in or how big or small they are. It's about making that conscious decision to build trust, weaving it into your brand, and making it a core value that guides everything you do.
So if we had to boil all of this down to a few key takeaways for our listeners, what would those be? What are some things people can start doing today to build trust in their own lives and in their work?
Well, I'd say the first thing is to be really clear about your values and then stick to them, and everything you do trust is built on integrity. And people can tell if you're actually living by your words or just talking a big game.
Right. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Exactly. And then the second thing is to be proactive about getting feedback and endorsements from other people. Don't be shy about asking for testimonials, reviews, or recommendations. Those outside voices can be super helpful for building credibility.
And it doesn't have to be as formal as getting BBB accredited, right? It could be as simple as asking a happy customer to leave a review online or sharing a positive experience on social media.
Yeah, for sure. Every little bit counts. And finally, I think it's important to be transparent and accountable in your communication. Don't be afraid to own up to mistakes or address concerns directly. People appreciate honesty, and it really goes a long way in building trust.
So it's about being real, admitting your flaws, and showing that you're always trying to be better.
Exactly. And those are principles that apply no matter what you're doing, whether you're running a business, building a career, or just working on your personal relationships. Trust is the foundation of any successful endeavor.
Well said. So here's a question for you, dear listener. How can you apply these principles of building trust in your own life? What steps can you take today to strengthen your relationships, enhance your credibility, and build a reputation that inspires confidence?
That's a great question to think about. And remember, building trust is a journey. It's not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a genuine desire to connect with others in a meaningful way.
I love that. So that wraps up another deep dive. We've explored the Better Business Bureau, learned how one law firm uses it to build trust and attract clients, and hopefully given you some food for thought about how you can apply these principles in your own life.
It's been an interesting conversation. And remember, the journey of learning and understanding never really ends. There's always more to discover, new insights to gain, and new connections to make.
So until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep diving deep.